the American Bonanza Society, a pool of expertise available indirectly to owners of other types. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. You may think you know all about the value proposition offered by type clubs. Knowledge bases, publications, regulatory and maintenance advocacy are all part of that equation. At the recent American Bonanza Society annual convention and trade show here in Salt Lake City, I started to have a conversation about the value of type clubs in general with Tom Turner, manager of technical services for the ABS. I waded into the topic of the unique qualifications of this particular club, only to discover that some of what I thought were exclusive benefits of ABS are shared with clubs representing owners of other types. There's something that kind of differentiates the American Bonanza Society from many other type clubs, including some that represent owners of equally impressive airplanes, and that is the longevity, the history, has allowed you guys to establish some pretty unique services to your members. Tell us what's special about ABS.
Well, first, ABS is one of the oldest type clubs in existence. We've been in existence for 42 years now. As you said, part of our success, a large part of our success, is due because of the success of the model line itself. The Bonanzas and the planes that followed in their line have been in continuous production for 62 years now. So there are a lot of airplanes out there. That has in turn led to a large aftermarket support system for the aircraft, and it makes for a large organization with a lot of airplanes with a lot of support. So we have a large membership in our organization. That in turn gives us the funds to be able to provide the products and services that we can for our owners. Other types of aircraft have people that are equally passionate about the aircraft type, but because of the population size of the airplanes and owners, they may not have the benefit that we do of having the finances to be able to provide these sorts of services.
Now, when someone calls for technical advice, you have somebody qualified there to answer the phone. That's a benefit, an advantage of having 10,000 members and a deep history. But a lot of the type clubs that don't have that capability get help from ABS. Tell us how that happens and why.
Okay. Well, we do try to help other type clubs. We have several types of programs that we offer that are great member services, and they help support the pilot safe operation, and they help support continued operation of the airplane itself. One is what we call the BPPP, or the Beechcraft Pilot Proficiency Program. This is a pilot training program, holds clinics around the country 11 times a year, where owners of the Beech airplanes can come in and get very type-specific ground school and very knowledgeable type-specific instruction in their aircraft. There are other organizations that have, over the years, established their own similar sorts of programs, and we have, at their request, they've come to us, several organizations have come to us, have worked with our BPPP board of directors and BPPP staff to help set up their training programs. The Mooney Pilots, Mooney Aircraft Pilots Association training program received some guidance from ours. Cirrus Pilot Training Program, early on in its program, spoke with some of our folks. We're not doing instruction in their types or anything, but we've helped in the establishment of policies, procedures, and syllabi for pilot checkout and recurrent training programs. Another major service that we provide is what we call the service clinic, and this is to the airplane what BPPP is to the pilot. In the service clinic program, which we hold 10 times a year at locations around the country, owners can bring their aircraft in for a very thorough visual check by a mechanic who is a specialist in our Beechcraft products. It's not an annual inspection, nothing goes in the logbooks, but we spend about an hour and a half looking for those items that have historically been problematic in these airplanes. And one of the most common situations we have is landing gear rigging issues. So we put the plane on jacks and do a very thorough landing gear rigging check. Other organizations are looking at creating similar service clinic programs, utilizing their own maintenance specialists. And we have been providing some administrative guidance, if you will, to other organizations to help them set up their own programs. So we try our best to help the other organizations out there. Again, we are very fortunate that we are large enough of an organization that we do have a small full-time staff, and the capability of doing these things. Most type clubs are run by small volunteer staffs who are not there during the day to work on these sorts of things. So when we're asked, we help them shortcut the process.
In a moment, Tom explains why ABS is willing to share its wealth of knowledge and experience with other clubs. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed come standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Plack, talking today with Tom Turner, Manager of Technical Services for the American Bonanza Society. I was a little surprised to hear Tom say that the Society, having reached the point at which it can afford paid staff, turns around and helps out other type clubs without the same depth of resources. On further reflection, it does make sense.
The people involved in dispensing technical advice are also involved in the industry in various roles serving owners of other types as well. I mean, if you run an FBO, it's in your best interest to keep everybody on the ramp and in the sky.
Absolutely. And of course, no one type club can be terribly short-sighted. Of course, everybody feels that their airplane is the best, and maybe we're right, but no one brand of airplane is going to provide enough business for the FBOs, the flight schools, all of the support networks to keep the infrastructure operating. We all have to work together to keep everybody flying as safely and as long as possible so that we have the business that supports the infrastructure that lets us fly.
Well, Tom, on behalf of all those other types, I want to thank you for the work you do. I know you don't do it because you're getting rich at it, and it's just great to have people who are of the attitude to help the general aviation community out at large, and thank you much.
Well, thank you very much, and before we end, I'd like to acknowledge some other folks, if I could. Our technical advisors, we have a staff of 7 technical specialists in these airplanes. Every one of them owns or has owned their own Beechcraft specialty shop. They're the ones that answer the how I fix it sort of questions when they come in by phone and email. And they are, like you said, involved in maintaining other types of aircraft as well. So we have a tremendous amount of Beechcraft knowledge in our support staff, but those people know the other airplanes as well, so they have a lot of interest in helping the other clubs as well.
Well, thank you for sharing this with us, and continued success.
Thank you very much, Paul. I appreciate you coming.
Tom Turner is the Manager of Technical Services for the American Bonanza Society. Find out more at www.bonanza.org. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.